Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Shviyas, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Sagt der Mishnah, but Shainoi Oimer, at first they said, Malakid Adam Eitzim, a person can collect wood for firewood, Vavonim, or stones to build, Vasavim, or grass that he wants to feed his behemoths with, Mitoich Shalai, from his own field, Kiderach Shuhu Milaket, Mitoich Shal Chaveroi, as Hagas Hagas, the same way he can take anything from his friend's field, but on the condition that when he does it from his own field, he only takes big pieces. Gas means big, like behemah gasa. Behemah gasa is like an ox, a cow, and there's a behemah daka, like a sheep and a goat. Right? There's a chila gasa, overeating. Gasa saruach means a person who's a balgaiva. So, in other words, the mission is telling us, if you're going to collect these things from your own field, where there's a concern that maybe people are going to think you're doing it to clean your field to be able to plant there, you can only take the big pieces of wood, the big stones. Why? Because it's clear you're taking it to use someplace, not to fix your field. When you're taking from your friend's field, you can take both the big and the little pieces. So once again, let's touch the words, because it's a little tricky how to touch the words over here. But a shayna at first, they said, Malakid Adam Eitzim, a person can collect wood for fire fuel, Bavonim and stones to build, Vasavim and grass from Michael Behema, Mitoich Shaloi from his own field, Kiterach Shu Malakim Mitoich Shal Chaveroi. The same way, you can collect anything from your friend's field. The only difference is, from your own field, you have a little bit of a restriction, and that is as Hagas Hagas. You can only take the big pieces and leave the small ones. However, this gave wiggle room over here for those who wanted to lie, to lie. And Misharabu Oivrei Aver, when unfortunately there was a ribui in Oivrei Aveira, there were too many people that were really picking up the small pieces also, and they taka wanted to prepare their field. But if you wanted to give them musar, or they had to cover for themselves, they would say, no, we're just picking up the big pieces. So Mamele, Skinu, the Chacham were Mesakein, Shizem Malakid Mitach Shalzeh, Vizem Malakid Mitach Shalzeh. Each one should take from his friend, but you shouldn't take anything from your own field. And furthermore, it has to be Shaloi Bitoiva. When you collect from your friend, it can only be the big pieces, not the little pieces. Furthermore, when you collect the big pieces from your friend, Chazal answered the Baal Hasada to officially owe him a favor for doing it. That means not to say thank you, or to promise him, I'll do you another favor instead of this. Why? Because if they're going to pay each other back for this, they're going to wind up picking up the smaller pieces as well, not just the big pieces, because you want your friend to do it for you. Now that you can't pay it back, so why should I pick up the small pieces? I'll just pick up the big ones and I'll use it for fire fuel or for Michael Behem. Okay, that's one shot. According to the Rambam, when you're taking things from your friend's field, you could take both the bigger and smaller pieces. So why can't I ask a favor back for doing this? And the answer is because then it's like you're hiring someone to work on your field. Here, I'll do you a favor, work on my field. That you can't do on Shemitah. But it's not a concern, you're going to take the small pieces together with the big pieces. Because, according to the Rambam, if you're collecting from someone else's field, you can take the small pieces. Either way, you're doing it for your friend is doing it for you. You're not supposed to get a favor for it, ve'ein tzorach loimer, and it's not even necessary to say that it would be aser sheyiktsois lehem ezaynais, that I should officially get food for taking the things off someone else's field. That's for sure aser to say, you know what? Collect from my field and I'll give you lunch. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah here, Perik Dalet Mishnah Aleph, that it is usher to gather pieces of wood, stones, or grass, even though your kavanah is to use it. You want the wood for fire fuel. You want to make a fire for Lag BaOmer. Of course, the supervised fire. You want to heat your home with it. You want to cook with it. You want the grass to feed your animals. You want the stones to build. But we can't let you do it if you're taking it from your own field, because people are going to think that you're doing it to prepare the area for planting. But if you're only taking the big pieces and leaving the small ones, so it's obvious that this is not for planting, but you're taking it to use. That was lechatchila, when the Oivrei Waveiri used this as an excuse. No, we're just going to take the big ones, and they took the little ones as well. So they were masakin, everyone can take for someone else's field. According to some shitas, that's how the Batanur learns only big pieces, even in someone else's field, but the Rambam says from someone else's field, you could take everything, both the big pieces as well as the smaller ones. Your friend, whoever cannot pay you for this, not even like an indirect favor, and for sure he can't tell you, I'm going to give you food for it. By the way, if the halacha is that Rambam says if someone wants to make a fire in his field, he could add wood from that field. Why? Because everyone sees you're making the fire. Also, if his behemoth is being fed on the field, and everyone sees you're taking the grass to feed your behemoth, then it's okay. Another interesting halacha brought down in the Derech Hamunah that has the halachis of Shemitah. What if somebody wants to stand, pick up the garbage from his field? Piece of paper, I don't know, an empty can, a potato chip bag, that you can do. Being that's done every single year just for the sake of cleaning up, so Mamela, that doesn't look like he's preparing his field for planting.